On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team takes on the Upper Iowa Peacocks in the semifinals of the NSIC tournament. Joined right now by Zach Nareen. 10 points in the first 4 minutes against Winona last weekend. Congratulations.
Thank you. It felt good.
How the heck do you start off that hot?
It kind of just fell right into my lap, really. I mean, the first point was a rebound, and it just came right to me and a nice little easy land. And then the other shots, I mean, I haven't been shooting that well, so I just don't think about it. Just if you see an opening, just pull it up and just do your normal routine, and it felt good.
You guys are up 6 or 7 for most of the first half and into the start of the second half. As soon as it got close in a hurry, though, didn't it?
Yeah, with Winona, I mean, you can never hang on to a lead. I mean, if you're up 15, 2 minutes later you're down 2. I mean, with that team, they're too dangerous, and that definitely made things a lot more fun, though. I mean, with us, playoff atmosphere with the sold-out crowd, I mean, for us to have that kind of game, it was really good for us.
What's it say about this team and about the potential of this team when you guys don't even play great? You certainly played good, but you didn't play great, and you go on the road and you win at Winona, which is one of the toughest places to win in the league.
I mean, they're 21st, and us doing that, I mean, like you said, it wasn't one of our best games. I mean, our defensive effort was great, but offensively we struggled a little bit and had a couple breakdowns. But for us to beat them, that's a great boost for us. I mean, that just shows that we can play with anybody, and we're a dangerous team.
Do you feel any similarities with this year and last year and the run so far through the playoffs?
Not really. I mean, last year we knew that we were going to get in the NCAA tournament, and this year we're fighting for it. We're an underdog. Last year we had James also and Bryce, you know. That was our offense. But this year we have a balanced scoring, and I think that's what makes us really dangerous.
When you score 10 points in the first 4 minutes of the game, I would assume the guys start keen on you. Boom, all of a sudden Mason goes off for another big night. How impressed have you been with just his stability and his consistency night in and night out?
Oh, man, I'm gracious for it, because if anybody else like me or Max, we get in foul trouble or we just have like a little bit of an off night, we can always count on Mason. I mean, he might have 10 points, but he's probably going to pull down 14 rebounds, and 7 of them might be offensive rebounds. I mean, that guy is just incredible from where he was last year to his transition this year. He's just improved dramatically.
From what I hear from the coaching staff, he was fighting back a little bit the first month or so of practice, what his role was going to be. Have you sensed a change that he's just bought in, or what's been the difference?
I think his just mentality, he's just getting after it, and he's not, you know, he's getting there banging. I mean, I think he's a little more timid at the start of the year, kind of wanted to shoot the threes, but now he knows he's a lot quicker and he is stronger, even though he lost some weight, but he can still hold his own down there.
He's not the biggest guy on your team by any stretch. How does he get that many rebounds?
He's lanky. I mean, he's got a little bit shorter arms, but he can jump, and he just gets to the right positions and just out-jumps everybody.
You guys will play Upper Iowa in the semifinals. You guys lost to them earlier this year. From what I hear, you guys just flat-out played bad that night. What are you expecting here in Game 2 with them?
Revenge. I mean, we lost Winona by 3 the night before. Then we came to Upper Iowa, and we were just flat. I mean, we couldn't get anything rolling, but I think now with what we got going, I think we're going to take some momentum into this game and got a little swagger to us now.
Do you like the venue in Rochester? Do you see the basket well? Do you shoot well down there? What's it like playing there?
It's different. I mean, the court is kind of, I mean, like the seating is far back. It's kind of like more open, but I kind of like it. It's not too bad. Pretty easy to adjust to.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.